Hello, I'm the Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today I'm going to make the quickest meal I know how to make. I'm going to make prawns with pasta, garlic, and white wine. Hello, and I am the Unseen Cook, and today I thought I'd do something slightly different from making something with lots of different ingredients and lots of different steps. I thought I would make something really, really quick, the quickest meal I know how to make. And it's a really great one to fall back on if you don't know what to have for dinner. Now, obviously, you have to have a love of prawns for this, and not everybody does. But I always have prawns in the house and I love them, and I buy them for all sorts of reasons, sometimes just to have in the freezer if I don't know what I'm making for dinner. And this is one of the meals that I cook when I can't think what to actually make. And it involves just 4 or 5 ingredients, depending on whether you put chili with it or not. And it takes no more than 10 minutes. So what we'll do is we'll pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, now to start with, I've got a pan of water and I'm just going to put that on. Now, I've already boiled the water in the kettle just because it will be quicker. So I'm just going to put that on and then I'm going to bring that to the boil. Now, this dish is probably one of the easiest meals to make. Now, if you have the ingredients and you don't know what you want for dinner, then this is what you need to do. So it takes 10 minutes max, and that's just for as long as the pasta takes to cook. Right, now that's coming to a boil, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the pasta in. Right, so while that's cooking, I'm going to cook the prawns. Now what I'm going to do first is I'm going to put some olive oil into a frying pan. Now what you need is you need preferably raw king prawns. You can use cooked and peeled ones, and I always use peeled ones, but the raw ones cook much better in my opinion. They're more succulent once they're cooked. So first of all, I'm going to heat this olive oil. You don't want it so hot that it's burning, but you want it hot enough that it will cook things. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to crush some garlic into that. Stir that around a little bit. Now if you want to, you can also add a bit of chilli, just a pinch of chilli flakes at this point. Let's cook that for no more than a minute, otherwise it will burn. And then I'm going to put in the prawns. Now these might spit a bit because they're juicy. And you want those to just go slight peanut colour. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some white wine. About a glass. I'm going to put them in one of these little bottles. It's about a glass. 150 ml in this bottle. You want that to come up to simmering point. You want the alcohol to have boiled off, basically. And I'm going to season it. Just a pinch of salt. Now what I'm also going to do is I'm just going to add a little bit of parsley because I've got quite a lot of garlic in this. Just gives it a little bit of colour. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to check on the pasta. That's more or less cooked. Just another minute or two. Now the way to check if pasta is cooked, you can either put the back of the wooden spoon, the handle part, into the pan and stir it around and you can tell whether it still feels hard. Or you can take a bit out with a spoon and then just taste it. And it needs to have a bit of a bite, not completely overcooked, and not completely undercooked. You can taste undercooked pasta, it only crunches if it's undercooked. So it needs a little bit of a bite, and they call that al dente. It's more or less cooked, so I'm just going to switch that off. And I'm going to drain that. And then I'm going to toss this pasta into this pan with the prawns and the wine. Very careful that you don't spill everything over the top, and I'm going to mix that together. Now you can use spaghetti, tagliatelle. I don't like long pasta, it's too much effort for me to eat, so I use short pasta. At the moment I'm using penne, because at one point I couldn't get fusilli during the pandemic, so I ended up with about 50 cwt of penne. Right, so just mix those together nicely. It's all tossed together. Switch that off, then I'm going to serve that. And while I serve that, we'll just do a quick recap.
To make pasta with prawns, white wine and garlic, bring a saucepan of water to the boil, then add approximately 2 to 3 ounces of pasta per person. Cook until the pasta is al dente. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a pan and add 1 to 2 cloves of crushed garlic. Fry until soft, approximately 1 minute. Next, add the king prawns and fry for a further 2 to 3 minutes. Add approximately 1 glass of white wine and bring to the boil. Simmer until the wine has reduced. Drain the pasta and add to the sauce. Mix until well combined. Season with salt and freshly ground black pepper and serve.
So that's pasta with prawns, white wine and garlic. And scene.